brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. What a particularly important week this is. And you know how much hustle and bustle and frantic trying to pick up another gift, trying to do this, trying to do that. We miss the heart of it all. The heart of it all is that Jesus loves us, that he came in the flesh to be with us. That's the most important thing you could possibly think about. And it gets so crowded out by all the celebrations, etc. It's wonderful to have the celebrations, but we've got to have them in better order sometimes. And I would just ask that sometime in the next 48 hours or so, take 1 hour. I know that's a lot to ask. I know that. But take an hour, even if you divide it into 2 half-hours or 4 15-minute periods. But give God time just to be with him and say, Lord, I love you, and I want to thank you for all you have done for me. I want to be better at being your servant, your disciple, your son, your daughter. Lord, help me. Help me to follow you more closely. And thank you for being here. Just keep telling him thank you. Open your hearts wide, because God will enter into hearts that seek after him. Let's take a look at the readings today. First one is from the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and then verses 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. And you know the Lord comes to you. He comes to you this Christmas to purify you. He comes to refine you like the refiner's fire. And that doesn't have to mean disastrous difficulties if we're open to the Lord. Just say, Lord, purify me, that I may be more fully your disciple, more fully the man or woman who wants to respond to you. Ask him to do that for you. Lo, says the scripture, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the day of the Lord comes, the great and terrible day, to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with doom. Again, brothers and sisters, take note, reconcile with those that you may be separated from. This is all part of preparing for the coming of the Lord. Give God your sorrow and your regret for the ways in which you failed him. Ask his forgiveness, and then go and mend whatever relationships have been disrupted or separated in this past year. Just turn around. Look around. Look around at the needs of others. Many people will be so helped by you saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what's happened here. I'm sorry for the part that I played in that. And I want to be reconciled to that. This is a great gift. Honestly, this is a great gift to give your Savior. Turn to him this year. Turn to him this day, in fact. All right, let's take a look now at the responsorial psalm. Lift up your heads and see your redemption is at hand. You see, the Lord wants to come, and he wants to give us kindness. He wants to give us constancy. He wants to be our friend. He wants to be our lover. He wants to be our God. But so often we push him to the periphery, or we push him totally out of our picture. I don't have any time for God. It's all a mirage anyway. There is no God. When I die, I die. Don't be like that. Don't give in to the world's views, because they're not true. Open your heart. Open your heart. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth, and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. Let him save you. You can't save yourself. I can't save myself. He wants to save you. He comes as your Savior. Ask him to save you in whatever way you're in need right now. Good and upright is the Lord. He shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. You don't have to make excuses for your sin. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? That's the key. Because all the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. Yes, we fail. Yes, we make mistakes. But if our hearts are set on his commandments and his word to us in the scriptures, he will help us when we fall. He will strengthen us. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him. And I don't mean fear of trembling, and although it could be that, but I mean the kind of fear that is really reverence for God, that puts God first in your life. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him. So turn to him. He's your Savior. He's not just the Savior of millions. He's the Savior of each one of us. He knows us by name. He knows us intimately. And he comes as a baby so we will not be afraid of him. He brings himself into our lives, in a sense, in the flesh. And he does that so that we will not be put off, so that we will not be frightened, but that we will come to him humbly and say, Lord, will you forgive me these sins? Just ask him. He will do it for you. He loves you. Priests are very, very available at a time like this for confession. I really would encourage you to take advantage of this, to be ready to meet your Savior. Even if it's for another year of whatever God wants of us in this life, the important thing is that you're trying to draw closer to him. Be ready to greet him. We look at the responsorial psalm, lift up your heads and see your redemption is near at hand. Think how near it is. Think how near he is to you. I'm repeating this because I want you to let it sink in. Your redemption is near at hand. In the Gospel of Luke, when the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. She and her husband are older. They wouldn't be expecting children, but when they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother said in reply, no, he will be called John. But they answered her, there's no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, what then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus sent John the Baptist before him to bring us all to the repentance that we needed and to be ready for him, to be ready to seek him. And he wants so much in every way that possible. God is reaching out to us. He doesn't just want you to celebrate a holiday. He wants you to celebrate a holy day, a day that's set apart to acknowledge what he's done for you and to put a place for gratitude in your life daily some time every day where you thank him for what he has done and ask him for what you need. Every day, just ask him. Ask him to be your father. I remember as a child, I always thought my father could do no wrong. He ran the gas station right next to our house, and he worked very, very hard and very long hours. And yet, he was always there for us. He was a father to us. He cared for us. He loved us. He put bread and food on the table for us. We loved him as his children. We loved him. Well, how much more has God done for us? He's given us life. He's given us the hope of eternal life. He's given us the hope of everlasting joy and happiness. Do we ever think of those things? Brothers and sisters, no matter what you've done, no matter how great the sin, God will always forgive if you come to him and ask him. Believe me, brothers and sisters, come to him, come to confession, acknowledge your sin. Don't be afraid of it because he loves you so abundantly. In fact, the communion antiphon for today tells us, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door to me, I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me." He longs for a relationship with you. He longs for that relationship. So let's open our hearts to him. Let's open our lives to him. Even the places where we've made mistakes, let us open our hearts because God wants to give himself to us. At the last part of the gospel, it says this. When he asked for a tablet and wrote John as his name, as I said before, and all were amazed, immediately his mouth was open, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Think of that. God instantly gave him back his voice, his mind. He was able to declare who God was, and fear came upon all the neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? What has gone on here? What is happening? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." Do you know, really, right now, even as you're listening to this program, the hand of the Lord is with you. He knows you. He knows you better than you know yourself. He longs for you. He longs for you to enter into a relationship with him more closely. Brothers and sisters, I really urge you, if you have any break time during this Christmas season, take the time to give God time. Give God time to speak to your heart. Give God time to hear your needs and your cries and open your heart to him. He is real. You're not talking to the air. You don't see him. You may not hear his voice. But he's there, and he knows every word of what you say. Open your heart to him, brothers and sisters, because he wants to love you more and more and more. Oh, brothers and sisters, as we prepare for this Christmas season, may we be reconciled with you, that we may celebrate with minds made pure the nativity of our Redeemer. Let us celebrate it together. May God abundantly strengthen your life. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.